Welcome to the Cree Language Recordings, Language of the Lac Ste. Anne Métis. Track 3. The following recording is a language lesson done between myself and Judy Hilbert, taken from the book Ma Te Atsiao Nehiawetan, which is Let's Speak Cree for a Little While, Survival Phrases, originally written by Belinda Daniels, Randy Morin, and myself, Christy Belcourt. These recordings are a labor of love and a project between Judy Hilbert and myself, so that language learners will have phrases to be able to stay in the language while they are in the classroom or immersion settings. This recording is set up as a language lesson. You will hear me say the word or phrase in English, followed by Judy saying the word in Cree. There will be a pause in between to give you time to repeat after the speaker. We begin now on page 8 of the booklet. Can you see me?
Kiwapa min. Kiwapa min.
Can you see it?
Kiwapa ten. Kiwapa ten.
See you next time.
Kawapam din ki tom. Kawapam din ki tom.
Page 9. Can you hear me?
Kipeta win. Kipeta win.
Yes, I can hear you.
Eha kipeta tin. Kipeta tin.
Yes, I can hear you, plural. So you're speaking to more than one person.
Kipeta tin awau. Kipeta tin awau. Eha is yes.
No, I can't hear you.
Namoi kipetatin. Namoya is just no. Namoi kipetatin. See, you drop that A at the end when you say na. Namoya. You just say namoi kipetatin.
I can only hear you a little bit.
Apsis bugu. Kipeta tin. Apsis bugu kipeta tin. Apsis is little.
To ask, did you hear it? You say,
kipeten. Kipeten. I'm asking you, I'll say, kipeten. Did you hear it? Kipeten is did you hear it? Nipeten is I heard it. Nipeten. And then you say, aha, mpetaten. Yes, I heard it. Aha, mpetaten.
No, I didn't hear it.
Namoya. Nipetaten. Namoya. Nipetaten.
At the end of page 9, we have two commands, listen and listen carefully. In the booklet written by Belinda Daniels, Randy Morin, and myself, Randy translated the word listen to nitota. And in the Cree language dictionary, there is the word beta or even just ma. However, Judy has a way of saying it for our dialect in Lac Ste. Anne. In our conversation, she explains it this way.
To tell someone, if you're telling a little, like somebody, a kid in a class, you're like, listen.
Mm-hmm. Kipeten. When you just say, did you hear?
Oh, did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're not telling them, listen. You're telling them, like,
Gebeten, did you hear?
You're saying, hear it.
Mm-hmm. Gebeten, did you hear it? Like, you might tap somebody on the if they're not paying attention, you say, Gebeten. Just give them a little tap. Gebeten.
What about listen carefully?
Did you listen carefully? Gebeten kwayask, did you understand it right, is the real translation of the way I said it. Gebeten kwayask. Kwayask is right.
Okay, this brings us to the end of track 3. This was just a sample to show how the rest of the audio lessons are going to go.